On the other hand, if it hadn't been for Liz Martin, I'd not have even known about the case.
Mm-hmm.
This was not an O.J. Simpson case, you understand.
Sure.
And that's the trouble with the thing that I do. Most of my guys that I've followed all these years, if they were the president of the First National Bank of Springfield, Missouri, they would have gotten a different trial.
Mm.
They just would have. But and the other thing that I, you know, because I had to be around reporters, although I'm so slow writing, I could never be a reporter. But in the Johnny Paul Penry case, 37 court days down in Texas, and I got to, it's a little town, Huntsville is, and so we eat together and have lunch together, and we go to the cafeteria at this Sam Houston college and talk. And I was amazed after all those times, some of the reporters would say, "God, Bob, why don't you just let him go? Can't you see he's been clobbered? I mean, he's not worth anything." And so I always pick these up. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I fight hard on the cases that I've been on. He's just a retard.
Mm.
And that ticked me the wrong way. They just did it the wrong way for me.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, even reporters would kind of lean more toward the prosecution than they did to the defense.
Mm-hmm.